From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States and United Nations on Tuesday welcomed steps to ease tensions between North and South Korea after the two rival states held their first face-to-face talks in 2 years. They agreed to hold further military talks, and North Korea announced it has reconnected a severed military hotline with the South and will send a delegation of athletes, high-level government officials, and a cheering squad to the Winter Olympics being held next month in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Later in the day after the meetings, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders reacted.
Certainly the next steps would be denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is our number one priority and certainly what we would like to see. We are in very close contacts with our South Korean allies about these conversations. The president spoke with Moon over the weekend. I don't believe they've spoken since then, but I know officials from our administration have been in touch with officials from the South Korean side.
The U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a resolution Tuesday supporting the Iranian people's rights to free expression while condemning the country's leadership for crackdowns on recent protests. The 415-12 vote comes just days ahead of the beginning of a congressionally mandated 60-day window for lawmakers to address President Trump's decision to not recertify the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. At least 21 people have been killed in nationwide anti-government protests that began last month. This is VOA News.